Kai knew when he had been put in his place, but some instinct prompted him to protest.
But surely a Jedi Queen would...
A moment ago, you accused the Lost Tribe of thinking too small. You are in danger of tumbling back into that way of thinking, Kai. It is easy and comfortable and familiar, but it will not get you what you crave. When my plans are finally put into motion, if there is indeed a Jedi Queen still alive, she will be as a small, buzzing insect compared with the power and greatness I shall wield.
Kai's heart suddenly skipped a beat. He could almost feel his mind opening. He was awash in sudden joy and fear and awe, and he felt sweat break out on his forehead. How unspeakably audacious he and the other Sith had been, to think of taming and breaking Abeloth. If she thought of this powerful Jedi Queen that Talon had been so adamant about destroying as little more than a buzzing insect, what had she thought of them? Of him? She could destroy him with a thought. And yet, she needed them, wished them, him, to be a part of her inevitable triumph. And it was inevitable, he realized. Overcome with this revelation, he sat down hard on the bed and with an effort reined in his emotions. He knew she knew all that he was feeling, and yet she chose to move forward with the conversation courteously, as if his revelation had not happened.
Besides, I do not wish to run even the slightest risk that my plans will be revealed. If the effort to kill Tennel Kaa is traced back to me, it could hamper my effectiveness. No, that fear died with Talon. There is a greater destiny, a truer one. The Sith will rule Gavar Kai, rest assured. But you will rule alongside me.